two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have scattered clouds, 51 degrees. KSL's top story. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall hosted a Q&A on Twitter today about the coronavirus, and KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has this report.
A lot of people wanted to know what the city is doing to keep people healthy, physically and economically, during the coronavirus pandemic. Mayor Mendenhall says everything they do will be based on the latest data from the Salt Lake County Health Department. But when asked why she hasn't told everyone to wear a mask, the mayor said there's a shortage and first responders desperately need them more than the general public, though feel free to wear a homemade one if you want. She also reiterated her support for a statewide stay-at-home order, something poor as well as rural Utahns have opposed because of the hits they're taking economically. Mendenhall countered that flattening the curve will save lives, but she believes it will take city, state, and federal leaders to get us back on our feet. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
1,246 Utahns have tested positive for coronavirus. That's a gain of 172 people since yesterday. We have no new deaths to report this evening. KSL News Time, 6:31. Fake COVID-19 cures and non-existent stockpiles of medical supplies, just some of the scams the FBI is warning Utahns about as fraudsters make the rounds. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
FBI agents say they're trying to get in front of some scams before they become a serious problem in Utah. However, other scams are already here.
We are seeing some of that in the state where people are claiming to have found a cure.
Supervisory Special Agent Drew Scown says scammers are targeting doctors as well as patients. In many cases, they approach providers and claim to have mass supplies at the ready, but they keep coming up with new excuses why they can't deliver them. And he says if they ask for payment in a strange way, that's a clear red flag.
If medical providers come across that, and it's entirely possible that will begin to happen in the state of Utah as well, then they should make sure they reach out.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The CDC has new advice on masks to slow the spread of coronavirus. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, President Trump says studies have convinced the CDC to step up its recommendations when it comes to Americans wearing masks.
The CDC is advising the use of non-medical cloth face covering as an additional voluntary public health measure. So it's voluntary. You don't have to do it.
The CDC says if Americans wear cloth masks when they leave their homes, it will help slow the spread of the virus. It's not suggesting the use of N95 masks that are needed by healthcare professionals. Speaking of masks, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says 200,000 masks were overnighted into Manhattan.
I was on a call with the president and Jared Kushner yesterday. They said they would produce these things immediately, and lo and behold, Dr. Mitch Katz sent me a photo a couple hours ago that they had been delivered to health and hospitals.
He says the masks are for the doctors and nurses on the front lines against the crisis. The pandemic is not done wreaking havoc on U.S. jobs and the economy. That's the message from top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow.
We have not seen the worst of it. I don't want to sugarcoat it. And that's why we have created the largest rescue package in history. And if we need to do more, we will do more.
He says Americans need to remain optimistic because the situation is only temporary. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:33. More virus coverage now. Here's Todd Fuchs.
And Jeff, the slowdown has hit the Larry H. Miller Group. They say they've started to lay off a small percentage of their workers. The company said in a statement that they've worked to manage costs and reduce them, including executive compensation, but they've reached a point where they're laying off some people. ESPN reports the layoffs are limited to non-basketball employees. Kaysville's mayor has made history by making it onto the ballot in the 1st District Congressional race. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Mayor Katie Witt has become the first woman to qualify for the ballot in the history of the 1st District. She's the second Republican to get on the primary ballot by meeting the 7,000 signature requirement. Davis County Commissioner Bob Stevenson is the other. Outgoing Congressman and Lieutenant Governor candidate Rob Bishop has been in Congress since 2003. A total of 12 Republicans and 2 Democrats are hoping to take over the seat. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
3 13-year-olds were taken to the hospital this morning after taking a car for a joyride and crashing. West Jordan Police Lieutenant Dean Waters says one of the teens took the car from a relative, and they were speeding when they lost control around 7,000 South and 3,000 West.
There's some great big boulders, decorative boulders along there, and they slid sideways into the boulders, and the car rolled and caught fire.
2 boys were able to get out of the car on their own. A South Salt Lake officer was nearby and helped the 3rd boy get out. One of the boys was taken to Primary Children's in serious condition, while the others were treated at Jordan Valley Hospital. KSL News Time is 6:35.
And we have a serious situation on the roads this evening. Ricky Meese, tell us about it.
This is a closure in place. Northbound Mountain View Corridor and westbound 6200 South at that intersection. It's completely blocked off due to a crash with injuries. Medical choppers are on the ground. They have not taken off yet. No telling when they're going to reopen that roadway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's 6:35 at KSL News Radio. My minute of news is on the way next. At the end of an interesting week of broadcasting. Stay with us.